lead animator in visual effects,
compositor,
freelance art director and 3D motion designer,
producer,
designer.
Welcome to Culture in the Craft podcast. We are here to celebrate, showcase, and champion the work of underrepresented minority cultures in the digital slash creative art industries. Thank you for joining us, and this is our first podcast, so we're going to give you, the audience, a chance to learn a little bit more about what we're planning to do on this podcast, learn a bit about us. We have a few of us here. We thought to give you some background on what we plan to do on this podcast and intro some of the hosts that you'll be hearing today now and future hosts as well that are part of our wider collective.
My name's Lorna Danielle Dunbar.
I am a producer and resident head of production, moving into operational work as well, looking at the strategies behind the decisions that are made for projects and clients who have customers like Marvel and Nike, Disney as well. Recently and currently, I am working on an HBO TV series. I've had the opportunity to sit within boutique companies and larger companies as well. When I was thinking of bringing together everyone who is now part of this podcast, I was trying to find a way to share the story about us not being visible in the digital art space. I really wanted to bring a collective of a variety of voices and share their experiences and give you a little taste of the different types of skills and spaces that can be occupied.
You know, like a heist movie where you have a mission, and I was thinking I need to get others involved and get in touch with others.
I jumped on socials and managed to connect with Elle, who's joined me here.
Hey, my name's Elle Suleiman, and yeah, Lorna originally contacted me, told me a little bit about this podcast and what she wanted to achieve from it. And I was quite interested. Bit of background on myself. I'm an animator here at MPC. I've been working in visual effects for 11 years now on projects like Gravity, Jungle Book, and most recently Lion King, as well as The Hobbit and Planet of the Apes and stuff like that. And for me, the interesting thing about this podcast, I've worked on some projects where there's over 100 animators and there hasn't been another Black or African animator there. And I kind of wondered where people that looked like me were and where people with similar backgrounds to me were and why we aren't getting into these fields. So my hope by joining this is to encourage more people from similar backgrounds to myself to actually get into this, to show that you can be successful in it and you can do some really good work and it is something to be proud of. And you don't need to go down traditional routes. You can do something creative and make something for yourself.
I was very excited to have Elle on board, but I didn't stop there. I also connected online with another lady, Esther, who is also here with us.
Hello, my name is Esther Ajibadi. I'm currently a designer working on the Mr. Bean animated series. I've also been working on other productions such as Footy Pups Season 1, Poppycat Season 2, and I've also been illustrator for various companies, including BBC, Radio 4 and eBay. My background, my mum is from Jamaica and my dad's from Nigeria, and my parents were kind of not too sure about me joining the arts, and they didn't really know what I was getting myself into. So I've tried to pursue like my drawing skills and push my drawing skills, and that's always been the thing that's pushed me forward to be interested in animation. The reason why I am here today is because I want to push for more representation in animation, especially for 2D animation within like the visual effects space as well. I also want to encourage young generations to be part of the animation industry from various backgrounds and to encourage you to, as an artist, to draw people who look like you or who inspire you.
I then decided to get in touch with Yemi, an art director. Yeah, it was great to talk to you and hear your thoughts, but do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. So hi, my name is Yemi Davis. I am a freelance art director and 3D motion designer. I am currently working all the way in Nigeria. While I was in England, I also kind of realized representation as well was not the best for, you know, for people of color in general. Yeah, and I thought it'd be a great way to kind of sort of make sort of a dent in the industry with this.
Our stories, the ones we're sharing just now, are just like a fraction of what's going on in the industry. I had several other conversations with other people, and they shared with me a piece that was going viral on the internet about a lady who was comping, and I connected with Larabe.
My name is Larabe Atta, and I'm originally from Pakistan, so I moved to the UK when I was 14. After finishing GCSEs and A-levels, I took a gap year. I had a place in architectural engineering, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do engineering. So I took a gap year, and that's when I decided to get into VFX, and I started looking for courses, and I applied at Escape Studios. I went for a 6-month course, and it was really intense. I was the youngest and the only girl there amongst the other 12 students in the group. So once I finished the course, I started finding work, freelance work as in junior roles for companies. I worked on Disney commercials. Then I jumped on big film projects for MPC and from Framestore. I worked for Aardman Animation, for BBC, for The Mill. So all at a very young age. And I also got married at a young age. I became a mother as well. So I easily had a 4 to 5 years gap in my career. I moved to Barcelona and then came back and I started looking for work again. I was really determined to get back into VFX. I met a line producer from DNEG. I met her, went up to her straight away, and she hired me. Well, not hired me, but she gave me all her contact details and asked me to contact her. And that's how I got my recent job, which now I am at DNEG as a compositor. I've been working for some of the big Netflix projects like Altered Carbon, Black Mirror, and then also Mission Impossible recently, and some other projects. And some projects in the past like X-Men, Godzilla. I've been part of some of the big companies and big projects as well. Hollywood projects, Disney commercials. So yeah, since I've joined the industry, I haven't seen anyone from my background, have not come across any Pakistani, let alone a woman as well, because it's a very male-dominating industry, especially in the artist side. I hardly seen more women, and definitely not seen Pakistanis. I've also had the opportunity to get into motivational speaking, mentoring students here in London. I've been attending conferences in Pakistan, some of the big events. Recent ones were also for the VES in Toronto, Women in VFX, representing women in tech and VFX. And also recent one I had was in Silicon Valley, again, representing women in tech and VFX. So I want to encourage more women to join as well. Also, people from different backgrounds, diverse backgrounds, also Pakistani, South Asian. When Lorna approached me and pitched this idea of doing a podcast and representing our own, you know, the minorities. So I was like, yes, definitely, I'm up for it. And I'm really happy to be part of this group. And hopefully we can reach out to people who think we are not skillful enough or we can't make it in this industry because we are from the minorities. So we hope to make that change.
We aren't alone. I have reached out to further people who unfortunately couldn't join us today. We have Dwayne, who's out in Japan at the moment, Dwayne Green. He is a junior TD and he is one of our fresher faces. He's joined the industry and it's going to be a real revelation to hear his story around being introduced and the transition from being outside of the industry and into the industry, and how he can offer advice to people who are in a generation similar to him. We have Kenny. He's working on a variety of campaigns as a motion designer slash illustrator. He's looking forward to promoting more training and skills within the industry. So that's another angle that's going to be exciting to hear about. We have Amy Dick, a project director, and she's really keen to promote culture and diversity within creative spaces. And she's been working offline and online and within her team. She's currently at Google looking into how to promote and represent us better.
We were actually in the wonderful MPC building, thanks to Elle. So they are supporting us here today and allowing us to record in this awesome meeting room.
We are really, really looking forward to getting stuck into some material and some content and some topics we hope you will find fascinating. We hope we'll help to support you out there on your journeys into the industry, or for those of you that are curious about the industry, learning a bit more about what it's like to be here. I'll throw this out to everyone, what you guys are excited to talk about within this podcast.
There's a lot I'm kind of excited about, actually.
I come from Sudan originally, and I think it's important to show that to the parents as well as to the kids growing up these days that you can be successful doing what we do. You can actually support your kids in going into the arts, into going into creative fields, because it is something to be proud of as well. I think it's really important to represent us and show that there's a public face to us, so we're recognised.
Yemi, what do you think? What kind of subject matter are you hoping to get your teeth stuck into?
I'm going to think of that just because it's a thing where, like, so here in Nigeria, for example, average Nigerian parents would want you to study either business or law or medicine. I'm not trying to be derogatory to people who work in those industries, but then, so those are the most profitable industries. So, I mean, it would be, I mean, now things are changing because obviously I'm here, but I feel like it would be great to actually discuss more on that and kind of see what other people's backgrounds are like from different countries and see how their parents react with them studying or pursuing such careers.
Especially the cultures we come from, my culture, you know, how very limited options are given to the younger generation, what career paths they can choose, and not encouraged a lot to get into creative industries. So that is something we can speak about as well, and how we can change that. Since I've started doing motivational speaking and how my story went viral as well online, there have been a lot of parents contacting me and saying that we want our daughters doing the same. So please, you know, guide us as well.
I think it will be important to touch on the challenges we face from different culture and as a woman as well. As a working parent, of course, representation matters, and representing all these minorities, also other people out there who are facing these challenges and how they can overcome these problems and tackle these problems to achieve what we've achieved and, you know, to achieve their goals at the end of the day. So, yeah, I think that's one of the main things. What do you guys think?
Getting into the industry, I didn't really have anyone to look up to, someone that looked like me. My parents had sort of different opinions on the art. They don't have anyone to relate to. And there's always this idea that, you know, if you've got to be, you've got to be a starving artist when you get into the art industry, and that's not necessarily the case. I guess it depends on what you really want to do. I kind of pursued this career because of, like, just trying to get better at drawing. I just had such a big interest in art. I was originally kind of obsessed about anime and manga and those kind of things. And that kind of pushed me to really enhance my drawing skills. And then, lucky enough, coming into the animation industry, I've been able to use my art skills. Representation would be a good topic to try and focus on, because I find that, especially with the children's animation or even film industries in general, that they tend to focus on certain characteristics. The article that I did for a company called Yellow Zine,
talking about representation in the animation industry and trying to encourage people to draw people who look like them, and also what it's like to be a person of colour within our industries. I'm looking forward to interviews with different people.
This conversation could be about just connecting and finding connections within the industry. We individually all have such passion. We can bring so much to the conversation that just connecting and getting together, building our network, getting a bit social with each other, knowing who each other is, and sharing what we do with others so that they can not only know that we are doing things, but see how we are doing things. I would love for the audience to get an opportunity to have a better understanding of what it's like to be in the industry through us. And hopefully we can get a chance to communicate that through the podcast as well.
We hope to bring value
to you as you listen to future podcasts, we have a lot of skills and solutions to questions that you may have as an audience on specifics in terms of industry experience. Do listen out for more of that in future episodes. We're also, as we've said, going to be inviting in those that really inspire us and those that we've looked up to. We want to get value from others, but we want to share that value with you through our discussions and interviews and guests sessions so that you can learn about others, gain experiences from voices that are not just ours. If you have any questions, we'll be starting communicating with you. If you have any suggestions on episodes that you want to hear us talk about, that's at Facebook, Culture X Craft. Culture spelled the usual way, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, X-C-R-A-F-T. We also have our own personal social medias if you want to follow us and see what we're up to in a day-to-day sense.
You can find me on Instagram at Yemi Davis, that's Y-E-M-I-D-A-V-I-S. And on Twitter, at Yemi Davis, but Yemi is with a double I this time.
You can follow me on Instagram, larib.atta, and same Facebook page is the same, larib.atta, and same on Twitter, larib.atta.t.
I use my nickname, which is spelled B-U-K-I. So if you find me on Instagram, Twitter.
You can find me on E-L Suleiman. It's the same for Instagram and Twitter and all the usual social medias. You can take a look at my profile as well if you go on to Zerpli, which is a website for artists where they can kind of showcase all of their work. It's mainly digital artists at the moment, but it's pretty cool. Even if you don't look at my work on there, you should go on there and look at other people's because there's lots of really inspiring stuff there.
I'm quite simple. I'm just on Twitter at the moment, @_gal, G-A-L, _lor, L-O-R. What we will do is we'll round out here. Expect more. Listen out for us.
This is an experience that we hope you will enjoy, and we look forward to you joining us again. But before we sign off, as usual, follow, like, and subscribe to our podcast. We are Culture in the Craft. Our hashtag is CultureXCraft. We're on Facebook on CultureXCraft. Do share any thoughts, do give us any advice that you guys have as well. We definitely will look into incorporating any ideas that you guys have into our future episodes. Future podcasts will be coming to you soon. Expect news on that in the coming days.
Until next time.
's a lot of nervousness here.
this is our podcast, so a little bit kind of winging it. So.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to get better as we get used to what we're going to do. And
we're going to cut that out, right?
No, I think it's good.